Space, the big empty. Me and my crew voyaged throughout the inky blacks looking for adventure, excitement, and a better ending to Space Game of Thrones. I'm Captain Jersey Standard, and this is my ship, the Watercress, and these are our stories.
Tonight's episode, The Caper.
Captain's log, space date a few days since the apocalypse. Well, sirs, we managed to escape the clutches of those nasty Gectonians, but not without a price, as our FTL overloaded and went into emergency shutdown. Not only that, but the surge it created also knocked out our sublight engines, as well as navigation and comms. So, the Watercress continues to drift blindly through the cosmos. Oh, and in turn, Cobbleton has disappeared. Anywho's not my problemo. On the bright side, we have commenced repairs and hope to be mobile again very soon. Cap'n out. Gutman, be a dear and pass me my mechanized ratchet hand and my fork hand.
No, I don't think so.
Why not? They're right there in my handbag. Just reach in and grab them.
Look, I'm not touching your spare hands again. They feel gross.
Don't make me give you a direct order.
Let me remind you that I am not a member of your crew. I am a
ministry pencil pusher. Yeah, I know. But you can still give me a hand. In both a figurative and literal sense. Get it? Come on, you get it. You don't get it?
Yes, I got it. And no, I won't touch your various squishy, moist appendages.
She has a point, Skipper. You really need to soak those things in some Bactine or something.
That's enough. I'm all nubbins here. I'm as useless as a lifeguard who's afraid of water. Now, will one of you help me attach my needed artificial mechano hand so I can facilitate the repairs to the busted up FTL? Please, with a thank you.
Fine. I'll do it.
Question.
Answer.
How do you remove both hands without assistance?
They spring loaded.
Here's your hands, Captain. Give me the left nub.
Just insert it into my wrist socket. Hey, just a few more turns.
I see. Seems a bit dangerous.
Give me the right nubbin.
Oh, they is. They sometimes come popping off at the worst times. I once ruptured the hull whilst making love to a... You know, come to think of it, I'm not exactly sure what I was making love to. Too many drams of jelly gin.
You are a fascinating creature.
Why, thank you.
That was not a compliment.
There. That should do the trick. Try him out.
Attached and working. Nice. Let's get to work.
Captain, you're heading towards the mess. The FTL is down on the next level.
Oh, I am aware. But my tum-tum is aching something fierce, and seeing as my fork hand doubles as my whisking hand, I feel it's time to crack a few space eggs for a Metalution omelet.
Tell you what, if you make me one as well, I'll try and fix the FTL.
I guess I can work on the sublight engines.
That's my crew.
Again, I'm not on your crew.
Well, then no omelet for you, miss. I'm not on your crew. Toodles.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
Are you afflicted with brain slugs? Try Slownext today and kiss those brain slugs away. Caution, side effects may include dizziness, shortness of breath, death, double death, uber death, headache, and in rare cases, brain slugs.
We now return to Flight of the Bucket.
Yum, yum, yumminess, yum. I do so enjoy a good space squirrel egg Metalution omelet. If only one didn't have to break a dozen or so eggs to cook it. Anywho's, how's the FTL? Is it fixed yet?
Where's my omelet, boss?
Quit stalling, you pickeroon, and give me an answer.
Well, Captain, speaking as the chief engineer, the FTL is just done broken.
I concur with Lungs, strange as that feels to say.
Oh, you do, Miss Safety Inspector?
Yes, and I am more than just a safety inspector. I'm a highly decorated...
Highly decorated blah 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 bitty blah blah.
By blah 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 bitty blah blah, you mean space pilot. And that experience affords me some expertise in this situation, Captain.
Oh, and what do you two know?
A lot, actually.
Yeah, I'm highly trained in both theoretical astrophysics and multidimensional engineering.
Yeah, and Bob's your uncle. Let's start her up.
Now,
Gutman
care to wait out
check.
The test in the
Eisenberg
next
dampener.
Compartment?
Check.
That's a solid suggestion.
Wait, where's the igniter?
After you.
Hey, Lungs. Wait, where are you two going?
I was feeling peckish, because you didn't bring me an omelet. So I was going to see about making me my own squirrel omelet.
Same here. That sounds just fantastic.
Get back here. Now.
I'm sorry, Captain, but it doesn't feel safe.
If things go awry, we can just run away.
Run away? You?
Sure. I played a little jump ball back in college.
Which college?
The Knoxville Institute for the Smuggling Sciences.
Is that an accredited school?
Don't really know or care. Took all my classes by correspondence mainly, but we fielded a mighty team all the same.
You get winded just getting off the toilet.
How do you know that? You just came aboard.
We all know it.
Since you refused to close the door.
I'm claustrophobic.
Odd career choice to be a starship captain.
Look it, I come from a long line of captains, and as captain, I get to number two with the door open whenever I like. But enough regarding my frequent toilet adventures. Let us fire up the working FTL. Powering up, now.
If I end up sterile, I'm holding you responsible.
You? A mother?
Maybe? It's really all up to Hot Dog.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Levels look nominal.
You see, you did fix it. Good job.
Maybe our luck is changing.
Sure it is. The FTL is a purring like a kitten. A sex kitten. Alone in the night.
Hey, Captain.
Just a-waiting for a tomcat come strutting by.
Ignore him, Gutman.
Tail in the
this
air.
Is one of his favorite things to muse on.
Whatever. Look over there.
What is
she
it?
Laughs the sweet, sweet
it looks like a rat. A really big rat next to the bulkhead. See his beret?
Raises her tail.
Is that an eye patch?
In return of his feline advantage.
I see it. It's a lot nicer than your eye patch, Gutman.
No, it's not. Is it?
Never pegged you for having eye patch envy.
She slips out between fangs.
What's strapped to its back?
Oh, she's one.
It's a bomb.
One?
It's one of mine. One. I recognize the design.
Wait.
What? One of yours?
Duh. I build bombs in my spare time. That's the Mark 7. I can tell because in the Mark 6 I used a sour cream and onion Pringles can. But in the Mark 7 I used a barbecue because it provides better thrust and has a bright orange flame. But the bigger question is, what's a rat doing with one of my better bombs strapped to its back?
The feeling is mutual, my dear.
It's running straight towards the FTL.
The feeling is mutual.
It's gonna blow it up.
Quick, get through the hatch. Get through the hatch.
What's the captain doing?
A pounce.
He's still thinking about sex kittens. Grab him. Grab him.
Come here, old man.
What the hell, Gutman?
Oh, close the hatch.
Drop to the ground.
Who or what interrupted my sex kitten amusements?
Captain, we was attacked by a rat terrorist.
Huh. That hasn't happened for a while. We still got pressure?
Yeah.
Looks like the hatch held back the explosion.
This is Zach on the bridge. Is anyone there? Over? I guess I'm there. Over. So, Zach, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good, Zach. How are you doing? Well, you know, I've had better days, but, you know, yesterday I had a pretty good sandwich.
Zach.
So, you know, things are going pretty good for me. How are you doing, Zach?
Zach.
Well, you know, I've been doing pretty good, too, because I had a good sandwich yesterday.
Yeah, Zach, this is the captain. What's up?
Hey, Captain. I'm just calling down there because from what I just heard, pretty sure you're all dead? Over?
Dead? No, Zach. No, we're fine. Just a little mishap.
Huh. Are you positive? Because, like, you know, I need to file a report, and
Zach.
I just want to be
Zach.
Very, very accurate. Over.
Report? What report? Lungs, who is he reporting to?
I'm not sure, but he does like to file reports.
Zach, you can rest assured we are all somewhat fine, though me extended sex kitten explorations were cut drastically short due to that explosion. Any luck fixing navigation?
Was I supposed to do that? Over.
Yes. Yes, you were. Now get on it.
Aye. Over and out. And, I'm also glad that all of you aren't dead. It would be very boring. Kinda, sorta, I guess. Double over and out.
Is he always...
No, he's usually less coherent. Putor.
Online.
Status update on the FTL.
The FTL has been completely destroyed by the rodent terrorist.
Damn it. We just got it working. All right, Lungs, get back in there and try to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
I would advise against that option.
Why?
The FTL compartment contains dangerously high levels of radiation. Entrance would be unwise.
How long to decontaminate the compartment?
Unable to estimate at this time.
So we're stuck out here adrift?
No, Captain. Sublight propulsion is contained in another compartment. I would think, as captain, you should know that.
I've been on board just a few days, and I knew that.
If you're through lording your vast tomes of knowledge over me...
Nope, it's the only thing currently bringing me joy.
Bunch of mudsills, what you are. Putor!
Online.
Anything else wrong I should know about?
Scanning systems. Scan complete.
Give it to me straight.
Shall I begin with your moral or physical aspects that would be considered wrong?
No, not what's wrong with me. What's wrong with the ship?
The following systems are inoperative. FTL, sublight, engines, scanners, comms, toaster oven.
My God.
And your crew's hope for the future.
Hardy har har. Anything else busted besides your sense of humor?
There is the issue with your erectile.
HIPAA, Putor, remember. HIPAA.
Acknowledged. Everything else is functioning under nominal tolerances.
Well, crew, at least we can still breathe. That'll give us some time to expedite repairs. What now?
New agenda item.
Which is?
Life support systems.
What about them?
Currently, life support is operating at less than ideal tolerances.
What parts of life support are currently operational?
Currently, none.
Oh. That's bad, isn't it?
Affirmative.
Any suggestions?
Certainly. Try not to breathe too much. Or at all.
Well, if this here ain't a beer keg filled with blinky milk.
Diffracted, you say?
Are you having a stroke?
Yeah, you're not making a lot of sense.
I mean, we are fracked.
Reminder, air is rapidly depleting. Try to avoid unnecessary conversation.
Good advice.
Anytime. Captain, in light of recent events, shall I cancel your vacation to Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah.
Flight of the Bucket will return after these short messages.
What has Cthulhu done for you?
He's slashed taxes, regulations,
and the population of Iowa.
In half!
And he promises to do more.
Looking at you, New Mexico.
He's driven more people to madness than the past 10 administrations combined.
He incinerated every billionaire.
To feed the homeless.
Expanded funding for parks and greenways.
By selling the homeless.
He busted the unions.
With giant ants.
He opened a portal in the sky.
And pulled out 7 new moons.
One of which is on fire.
Into orbit around the Earth.
Now, due to the tide, everyone is underwater for half of every day.
This November, vote for madness.
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 Vote Cthulhu.
Paid for by Madness is the Way Super PAC.
With Hanson's security systems, criminals don't stand a chance. Hanson's.
And now we return to Flight of the Bucket.
Captain's log supplemental. It has been 7 days since my beloved ship was crippled and left adrift. Cobbleton is still missing, but no one really cares about that. Repairs are coming along slowly, but some progress has been made. For one thing, we no longer need worry about our air supply, as Lungs conceived of a workaround that does the job rather nicely. However, our lack of FTL means we're stuck in this region of space for the immediate future. Captain out.
Captain on the bridge!
Thank you, Zach. Lungs, status report.
Propulsion engines are back online. We are good for sublight travel.
How about the FTL? Have you fixed that?
Negative.
Still?
Look, Captain, we've rebuilt the manifold 3 times already. The seals might hold, but the contacts are fried.
So?
Without those, the FTL can't generate a jump field.
Well, at least we have air to breathe.
To that, I would like to again voice my concern.
For what? For lungs saving our collective butt?
No, I mean, I'm glad we're alive and all, but growing space marijuana is illegal.
In some parts of the sector, but not all. And since navigation is shot, we can't be sure if we're breaking the law. So hush it till it becomes a problem, okay?
But...
No buts unless they's juicy. Them there Mary Jane plants is what's keeping our lungs full and useful. Moving on. Next order of business. Communications.
Yeah, about that.
I thought Lung said he got the comms restored.
Good news, bad news. The good news is that the comms are up and working.
Well, that is good news. What about the bad?
Hey, Zach.
Yeah?
Pull up the comms, any frequency.
So we got the contact?
Just wait.
And with that, the sinners would bathe in a fire of ritual sacrifice for the Old Ones.
We believe in Space God the Father, his adopted magical son, and the interdimensional spirit. We believe that through Space God's atonement, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of Space God's gospel. Only by the peeling of the skin by the light of the Aquantian moon may we become one with his Messiah.
That's enough, Zach.
That was...
disturbing?
Terrifying?
Soul-chilling?
I was going to say off-putting, but those works as well.
I don't know. I kind of like the last guy. You know, he's got a very nice voice.
You did?
Yeah, I've been kind of listening to him for a while. I'm thinking of making maybe a donation to the church or something, you know. Maybe I'll become a S'morman.
You what?
A S'morman. They believe in the power of the space god.
Wait, did one radio maniac mention the Aquantian moon?
Yeah. It's his favorite place to peel the skin from the unfaithful. And the faithful. And, well, just basically anyone kind of walking by.
Are you familiar with said moon?
Yeah, the battlecruiser I was stationed on patrolled that sector. Zach, can you get a bead on where the transmission originates?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think you can figure out our location?
Possibly, but I'll need another point to be able to triangulate.
What do we have to do?
Zach, keep scanning the comms till another one of those superstitious wackadoodles mention where they's broadcasting from. As soon as that happens, Gutman, get to work on finding out where's we at. Oh, and Lungs.
Yeah, Captain?
Get to work on my laundry. These socks I'm wearing are starting to get a bit crunchy.
Man.
The Flight of the Bucket will return after these short messages.
Lick lights! Lick on the lights! Lick lights! Lick on the lights!
At Hanson's Security, the only good criminal is a dead criminal. Hanson's.
We now return to Flight of the Bucket.
Personal log of Chief Mechanic Lungs. Space date. I had to touch the captain's underwear again. At least this time I remembered to bring gloves, but I forgot to put them on, so... gross. But I have to do his laundry for a month after losing that bet. In other news, looks like our newest crew member, Gutman, managed to figure out exactly where we are. She sure seems competent, which means we really don't need intern Cobbleton back. If he's still alive, possibly filled with rat jizz. Lungs out. Captain on the bridge.
Please, Gutman, tell me you figured out where we is.
I think so. Finalizing my calculations.
Some good news at last. Zach, get me a sack of jelly gin.
One or two?
Make it three.
Huh. Good thinking. Aye, Captain, sir, Captain.
I wouldn't celebrate just yet.
Who's celebrating? I'm just trying to lose the shakes. Besides, it's the cocktail hour.
It's 1100 hours. Can't you at least wait until noon?
Here you go, sir.
Thanks. Look, Gutman. Time is an artificial construct. Oh, that hits the spot.
when one is adrift in the cosmos, bereft of a home star to orbit.
I must admit, I'm impressed with how you justify your rampant alcoholism.
Thank you.
It's not a compliment.
To me, it is. Zach, go fetch the lady a Bloody Mary to help celebrate our salvation.
As the great space god in the sky proclaims, I must oblige.
Is it just my fading sobriety, or does Zach seem a bit more, what's the word?
Fanatical?
That's the one.
You don't know the half of it. He's taken to writing a list of tenets he thinks he's supposed to follow. See? He gave me a copy.
Well, let's hear them there, tenants.
Let's see. Tenet number 5 says to give all wealth to the space god.
Well, he doesn't have any money, so no harm, no foul.
Okay, well, number 47 goes that one should keep nostrils clean and nose hair clipped so as not to offend thy space god.
That, too, seems reasonable.
You know, now that I think about it, Zach did have quite a bushel of nose boulders. It was pretty gross, to tell the truth.
And now his nose is clean and whistle-free.
So it seems like it's all good.
Wait. Just wait a minute. Another one goes, lo, it is a command for thy believers to say varieties of thy urine for to appease the space god.
Why?
Don't know, but our shared bunk is pretty much filled with jars of pee. Many left open, which is very precarious.
Okay, I just can't with this anymore. So, moving on, it looks like we jumped into the Argon sector.
Which explains all the religious whack jobs.
Is there any place we can limp to and make repairs?
I think so. The Smormin colony?
The one Zach loves?
Yep. I wish there was another choice, but it's our best bet. Otherwise, we slowly starve to death or are eaten alive by mutated rats.
Well, at least Zach will be excited.
Slightly disturbed at how long you dwelled on that, but at our current velocity, we will reach orbit in about 3 cycles.
Hopefully, they'll have the parts needed to fix the FTL.
Hope so. How's your credit?
My what now?
Your credit. This isn't going to be cheap.
You mean, you expect me to pay for this?
Well, yeah. What, are you just planning on stealing what we need? Right? I mean, who would do that? Just steal. It's illegal. You guys know that's illegal.
I can't even with you, Gutman.
Of course I am.
Oh, God.
This is a perfect opportunity to... Lungs?
Plan a heist. That is our way.
Is this a joke?
Not at all. Gutman, you'll love it. A good caper is just what we need. It's the bee's knees.
I work for the Central Ministry. I cannot engage in grand larceny.
No. A caper...
Regardless.
As far as we know, the Central Ministry been blown all to itty-bitty bits. And besides, they have no jurisdiction around here anyway.
Listen, Gutman. This will be a piece of cake. I mean, they're Smormins, for God's sake. We could probably just get them to give us what we need by asking.
Let's just ask.
Where's the fun in that? Come on, we got like 3 cycles to plan the perfect crime. What do you say?
Fine, whatever. Do what you want, but leave me out of it.
But Gutman...
Nope, not gonna listen. I'm gonna eat some pancakes.
Fine! You can be the getaway driver.
It's okay. She just would have cramped our style anyway.
You're right. This work is best suited for those more oily types, such as you and I.
Please refrain from referring to me as oily.
Too late. Now let's plan us a caper.
Flight of the Bucket will return after these messages.
This week on the galaxy's favorite game show, Sucked Out into Space, returning champ Tylee Moondancing will return to the hot tube, answering difficult questions for fabulous cash and prizes. One question wrong, though, and she'll be
sucked out into space.
Come join sentient AI Titanic 9000 and see if Tylee can avoid being
Sucked out into space.
7:30 UPN.
If you have a choice to challenge a T-Rex or Hanson Security, your best bet is against the dinosaur. At least then you have a chance. Hanson's.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
Captain's log supplemental. Well, turns out that the Smormans were far more prepared and armed than we realized. Plus, they had a Hanson security system in place, and as we all know, Hanson's is simply the best. Caper went all stupid crocus. We got caught and are now all in Smorman jail. Upon reflection, I realized none of this is my fault, as the heist as planned was near genius. But I must remember in the future just how incompetent my crew is. Captain out.
You know, Captain, we're standing right here, next to you, in the space jail.
I also told you many, many, many times that this would not work.
I stand by my original assessment. But fear not, fearful crew, for capers always have a part two.
Sick rhyme, Skipper.
It said I'm a natural-born DJ. Slinking like a alley cat, look at my tail sway. Looking for a sex kitten to have some play. Wiki wiki way.
Oh, gods.
This has been Flight of the Bucket. Tune in next week for another exciting episode.
If you want to know more about the cast and crew and the people that put this all together just for you, please go to superhappyproductions.com. It's a website. We're all very excited about learning how to use the internet responsibly and with great care.